Ladies and gentlemen, we've just had this massive storm blow through the U.S. Midwest here. It's still blowing through right now. It's in Indiana going into Ohio. But already, scenes like this emerging from Iowa, where reports are in and tens of millions of acres of corn have been flattened in some cases, damaged to some extent in all cases, and as well, the elevator, grain elevators and silos, grain storage, irrigation equipment has been damaged. So even if the corn survived, it won't have water going forward. There's a ton of things that we need to talk about today. Let's do that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And it's being described as the Great Derecho of 2020. Indeed, it qualifies as that with an over 250-mile wide swath of storm and repeat gusts over 75 miles an hour. In fact, in Iowa, recorded upwards of 80, 90, even 100-mile-an-hour gusts, sustained gusts were seen. And this is what that looked like on the ground. Just nasty. It was being described as also known as an inland hurricane. And so that you can see they're not mincing words when they describe it as that. And that's why there were structures destroyed. We see here a 2x4 was picked up and thrown straight through the wall of this poor individual's house, who was probably lying there in bed when it came in the wall. I mean, it's just incredible the force of the winds that's required to do that kind of damage. And obviously, yeah, that flattens crops as well. So these images from various parts of Iowa that I've picked out here, but there are, you know, social media is flooded with them, to use a pretty inappropriate weather terminology there. So here's from one part of Iowa, and I mean, just everywhere you look, flattened fields of corn. Of course, it's very heavy right now. Corn is almost ready to be harvested, so it's pretty top heavy, and winds like this will do damage. You can see structures conflated here with the corn that's knocked over. Pretty ugly. And of course, any irrigation equipment that was damaged as well will mean that you're not able to give water to your crops. So even if your corn did survive or manages to pop back up, if you don't have water going forward, then it's just not going to be able to recover from going here. Now, there's a second aspect to this that I want to call out, and that is, you know, just days ago, I did a report when the port of Beirut blew up and 85% of Lebanon's grain storage was destroyed in one fell swoop there, as well as the port. And I mentioned at the time, you know, this looks differently than it would in the U.S., where our grains and our production and our storage, for that matter, is distributed across a huge part of the nation. But take a look at these images and see if you notice the pattern. There, of course, out of these destroyed grain silos, the remains there are, in fact, corn. It's corn on the ground here. This is food that is no longer edible, no longer for sale in the U.S. or anywhere, food system, for that matter. Here's another picture of damaged grain silos. You can see, by the way, in the comments that the damage is just off the scale. A lot of people saying prayers and you're in my thoughts. So you can tell this isn't just one, you know, crazy YouTube report. This is legitimate catastrophe for thousands of people, farmers who, especially after the terrible flooding last year, were squeezed. They took out credit this year and they were really just hoping to get by this year and pay off last year. No, now they're solidly screwed. Now they're going bankrupt, and this will drive even more farms into the hands of the billionaires who are buying trillions, as we've reported, trillions of farmland going right now into their hands. More of the grain silos destroyed. Here's again, you can see there on the ground is just a collection of corn that will never be eaten by anyone. Another such picture. All right, so this is by Arlen Suderman's estimate here, and this is when it was earlier in the day, still in Iowa, numbers still coming in. He was already saying that this could be 10 millions of acres corn impacted in Iowa alone. Of course, that number necessarily is higher when we start to take into the fact that it's already gone into other states since then, and it's still hitting Ohio right now. So we'll have to keep an eye on this situation to get a real, you know, to get some real data, to get some real idea of how many acres of corn were damaged and what those yields are going to look like. But already the market has been responding today. Here, the corn ETF, you can see, as the damage came in, just kept trading up throughout the day. This was, by the way, a trend reversal from where things have been headed previously today. So, trading on that. Indicating, of course, what that means is that corn prices are going to rise. We've just lost some part of 10 million acres in excess of that. Right now, we've been losing tons and tons of crops in China right now. I covered this yesterday. Everything is gone there. Even without the Three Gorges Dam breaking, we've already lost a tremendous amount of our crops this year, and that's what was prompting China to go out onto the world markets and try and suck up as much corn from anywhere they could, including here in the U.S., where they've already done purchases just last month of July that were literally off the scale. If you add those up, they're off the scale of anything that's ever been done in history before. And now we're losing 10% of our corn crop. More than that off the top right now. So this is a very interesting situation. Corn prices will be rising. Food prices will be rising in general. And this is totally in line with the kinds of crop losses we've been seeing around the world. Here's a couple more. Spain, the excessive rain has caused a loss of almost half of our cherries right off the top. Especially abundant rainfall has been impacting our crop production here. Quote, the excess rainfall has undoubtedly been our worst enemy. You can see that again. 45 to 50% of our cherries are just totally gone this year. In Estonia, labor shortages have been affecting the fruit and vegetable prices as well. Labor shortages in the agricultural sector, and of course, that's the same story around the world right now with the COVID-19 restrictions on workers and quarantines going into effect. No labor is there to do the harvests. And I've been covering this developing story in the U.S. as more and more tests come back positive for farm workers, including stories like this one where it says, you know, lo and behold, every single worker at this farm has tested positive. This was in New England, and now it's out here in California as well. Everyone tested positive. COVID is devastating the Central Valley of California. And this is being used to shut down our food production. It's being used to shut down the meat plants as well. And so that's where we are. We've got natural calamities destroying both our grain stores, because as I've covered, the U.S. has no strategic grain reserves anymore. We liquidated them and we've held cash that we could give out to the rest of the world if they needed help. But if it affects everybody, if there's a food shortage globally, that cash isn't going to do anybody any good, especially if it's dollars at this point. And so now we're in such a situation where there's a global food shortage and we have no strategic grain reserves. The USDA often refers to on-farm storage as that, but that's what we've just seen, millions of those bushels getting trashed today as they were knocked over. So this is a big blow. And I'll be covering a report soon on just who's doing the testing, the free testing for farm workers, the core group by Sean Penn, and their deep connections to Google and Alphabet, Project Baseline, and the rest of Johns Hopkins, and the rest of the medical, pharmaceutical, this whole totalitarian takeover that's going on right now. It's all linked together, and it's these same media companies and activists and big tech companies and that are all linking together to shut down food production and take total control of our rights. Look at the partners, right? American Heart Association is big pharma. Pfizer, it's just remarkable. But again, this is a future report. I'm not going to dig into that now. Ladies and gentlemen, this derecho is just the latest event that's affecting our food supply, but it is a catastrophic event and deserved to be called out singularly today. So thanks for watching this. Please share this message so that others know about the catastrophic damage our food production is suffering right now, and they start taking the responsibility into their own hands to grow their own food for their family and increasingly for their community. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. And if you value this information, please do support this broadcast. I put a few different ways you can do that up there on iceagefarmer.com/support. And I genuinely do appreciate that support. It keeps me running and means a lot. All right, thanks, folks. Help me spread the word about this. Let's go build great things, grow abundant food, and raise wonderful animals. Be well.